Chapter 2. I thought you were blind. It was probably one of the worst things Foggy could have said to his new roommate. It was blunt and accusatory, and he really didn't think it through all that much before he said it. The less than smooth delivery didn't help matters. In hindsight, which was 20/20 vision, of course, what he should have said instead was, I didn't know technology existed that lets blind people use smartphones and computers. That's really cool. Please show me how it works. He didn't say that. He should have. He was just surprised, and a surprised Foggy Nelson was less than tactful. A lot less. He just thought, based on media stereotyping mostly, that blind people didn't use technology all that much, that they couldn't read anything unless it was in Braille. Based on that assumption, and what a faulty one it was, his blind roommate couldn't operate a phone or a computer. It just wasn't possible. Or so Foggy thought. He was wrong in that assumption, but he didn't know any better, until he saw the look on Matt's face. It was the kind of look that let Foggy know immediately that he'd said something incredibly insensitive. Something offensive that he definitely should apologize to Matt for. The problem was that Foggy was still new to this. He'd lived with Matt for all of 2 days, and he'd been living with his skewed notions about blind people for a lot longer. He didn't know what he was supposed to say, and the expression of deep hurt on Matt's face rendered him speechless anyways. Matt didn't say a word either. He didn't need to. He very calmly shoved his laptop and charger into its leather case and left it on the bed. Then he stood up, pocketed his phone and his earbuds, picked up his cane, and left, shutting the door quietly behind him. Foggy stared after him. The words, "Matt, wait," and "I'm sorry," on the tip of his tongue. A ringing silence followed, during which a range of emotions coursed through Foggy, chief among them, confusion, guilt, and concern. He'd said something wrong. He knew that from Matt's abrupt departure alone. He just didn't know how wrong it was yet to assume that Matt's vision loss had rendered him completely incapable. He also didn't know that calling Matt's blindness into question like that was deeply hurtful, offensive, and damaging to the tentative trust he'd been building with him over the past 2 days. He didn't know. But he had an inkling. He had even more of an inkling when Matt didn't return to the dorm room all night. When Matt came back at 6 a.m. with split bloody knuckles and a black eye that even his glasses couldn't hide, Foggy knew for sure. Pissing off Matt was dangerous, not to him, but to Matt. It was only when he watched Matt collapse, face first onto his bed with a muffled groan of pain and exhaustion, that Foggy found his voice. "I'm sorry about what I said last night. It didn't come out right." Silence greeted his words. He couldn't see Matt's face or read his expression from here, not with the dim light and not with Matt's face buried in his comforter. But then Matt rolled over with a sigh, facing away from him, and he spoke. "Yeah, whatever." This was the first time Matt gave him the cold shoulder. It was the first time Foggy hurt him. And it was the first time he realized that underneath all the charm of that handsome wounded duck persona was a genuinely hurt Matt Murdock, who was not quick to forgive, and whose silence would teach Foggy to watch his mouth more effectively than Dad's swear jar ever managed. End Chapter 2